It's 8:55, time for a look at the commodity markets with Ellen Dearden from Ag Review in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Jim. And the grain markets are a little higher this morning with the momentum building on the upside from the beans and meal. We've got export bookings came out pretty decent today in corn, wheat, and beans. But we also had a sale of beans to unknown destinations, about 120,000 metric tons, and that was split between old and new crop. We are seeing bull spreading in both the corn and beans, which is a welcome sight. Right now, we see July corn futures at 326 and three quarters, up 2 3/4, with September at 330 and three quarters, up 2 1/4, and December at 340, up 1 3/4. Warm, wet conditions continue over the eastern corn belt, but to the west, farmers there are telling me that they sure would like to see some rain. It's a little bit dry. I noticed that on the export bookings, too, that China took nearly all the milo exports, continuing that pace. On the soybean side of things, Jim, the July beans at 865 are up 7.5 cents. The November 873 1/4 up 7, and January 876 3/4 up 6 1/4. We did see some technical buying on the beans when the July bean futures moved above that last high at 861 1/4. The next upside target looks to me about $8.77 on the nearby July. On the meal futures, we're up $2 to $3 with the July meal futures at 289 even, up $2.70. The July bean oil a little lower this morning following a break in the palm oil. July bean oil at 27.67 is down 19. The wheat market's gotten a little bit of lift this week from dry conditions expanding in Russia and also in the U.S. southern plains. This would be the hard red winter wheat. However, the soft red winter wheat is also higher today with the July Chicago wheat at 519 3/4, up 7 1/2. December 533, up 7 cents. On the livestock side of things, we're a little bit on the weak side. The June live hogs, which were down the $3.75 limit yesterday, are lower again this morning. June hogs, $47.50, down $1.15. The June live cattle futures at $95.37 are down 7. The August at $97.32 is down 2. We did try to fill a gap yesterday in the August live cattle futures. That gap is at 95.45 to 95.82. We're not really close to that right now. We're at 97 1/4. On the feeder cattle futures, we're down anywhere from 20 cents or 30 cents to up 30 cents with the September feeders at 135.45. That's down 32. November's at 137.05 is unchanged. Outside markets, we are seeing the metals markets a little bit on the higher side today. Crude oil futures, however, are lower. Nearby crude, 36.60, down 68 cents. This market looks a little bit on the jumpy side. I noticed that the real is strong against the dollar, strongest since the last part of March. The dollar index, 97.17, is down 9 cents. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you, Ellen. It's WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana.